golfing yesterday, I was 3 under. One under a bridge, one under a car, one under a tree.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Words are powerful, aren't they? A man was approached by his lawyer after being proclaimed innocent in court. The lawyer asked, "Now that you've been acquitted, tell me honestly, did you steal that car?" The client said, "After hearing your amazing argument in court, I'm beginning to think I didn't." Words can shape our beliefs, even the way we think about ourselves. Years ago, I spoke at a golf tournament. As always, I invited someone along, and that someone was Jeffrey, my grinning 12-year-old son. He was blessed with an infectious laugh, but little interest in golf. "Boring," he said. He'd played a few times, but the stupid game discouraged him. He would rather eat cabbage ice cream than golf. "Let's throw in your brother's clubs," I told him. "You don't have to golf. You can drive the cart and laugh at my shots." He seemed okay with that. After all, a trip with Dad was fun. It spelled restaurants and hotels and water slides. He could tolerate a game of golf for such rewards. Along the way, I gave him advice. Never pick up a lost golf ball while it's still rolling. Always try out a putter before you buy it. Never buy a putter until you've had a chance to throw it. The other members of our foursome were Jim and Neil, two of the kindest guys I've ever met. When they discovered Jeff wouldn't golf, they said, "No, golf with us. We need you. We're horrible." Jeff smiled and soon found himself on the first tee with a straight shot about 100 yards down the fairway. "You swing just like Tiger Woods," Jim said. Those were the days when Tiger was in his prime. It was a best ball tournament. You pick the best shot, leave the other balls in the creek, and hit again. From the first tee, my ball found a tree. Jim found a bridge. Neil found a pond. Guess whose ball we used? You're right. Tiger's. Together, the four of us managed a pretty good score that day, but Tiger doesn't remember what it was. He just remembers that three grown-ups were his biggest fans for 18 holes. "That's okay," said Neil when Jeff duffed one 3 feet. "Here, hit mine." And when the ball skimmed the grass, causing squirrels to scatter, they'd pat him on the back and say, "You're something, Tiger." Driving home the next day, we passed our little golf course 2 miles west of town. "Dad," said Jeffrey, "let's go golfing." Thanks to Jim and Neil, it was the first time in his life the boy had spoken those words. The tongue packs a wallop, doesn't it? A well-placed word can restore confidence, give purpose, and renew hope. It can uplift, nourish, and mend. Proverbs 16:24 says, "Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body." Sweet. But our words also have the power to devastate. Proverbs 18:21 says, "The tongue has the power of life and death." A few inconsiderate, ill-chosen words can cripple the spirit of a child, a spouse, or a friend. Yes, there's a time to confront. Truth helps wise people grow. But far more often, our words need to be like those of Jim and Neil's, words that reflect God's love for us. Such words bring joy. Today, every conversation will be an opportunity to encourage or discourage. Affirm the positive or dwell on the negative. Celebrate victories or rehash failures. Draw people to Jesus or push them away. I talked to Neil and Jim a few days later about the round and about their impact on my son. They had no idea, and you may never know the eternal impact you have when you choose your words wisely and prayerfully. If you live this way, people are going to want to golf with you. They may even laugh at your golf jokes. So try this one. Golf balls are like eggs. They're white, they are sold by the dozen, and a week later, you have to buy more.
This month at Laugh Again, we're celebrating Mom. We've put together a special collection of Laugh Again episodes that feature fun and inspiring stories about our moms and the important role they play in our lives. A great gift to give your mom this month. To order your Mom CD copy today, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.